Welcome back. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad, and I'm joined today by my buddies, Sean and Joe.
Yes.
Not Dace at the moment.
He seems to think that being caffeinated is necessary for this process.
Weak.
Maybe that's the reason he just did something random without last episode, without knowing the consequences. Maybe we can blame it on the lack of caffeination.
Right. Yeah. Listen.
So now I know. Give y'all random pills, debate about it for 6 episodes before you take one.
Right.
Give you a soup can. Do it now. And it must be done. It must be done.
You know, the funny thing is, and Jean, you will not have remembered. You weren't there when we were doing this, when we were doing our old Enterprisers D&D game. From the first time, like going back years and years back when we were like in middle school and playing D&D, there's an item called the Rod of Wonder, and we had like a 100,000 item random roll list to see what it did. And one of the first times they ever used it, yeah, it's wild. But the first time they ever used it, it turned, instead of a rod, it just turned into a can of spam. And so now they just had the canned ham of wonder that they carried around with them. The second that he said it was a can with a button, I was like, oh, it's the canned ham of wonder. Like, I thought that's what Brad was bringing over from D&D.
That's fantastic.
So you're telling me that's not what it was?
Well,
yeah, we can't. Well,
that was the thing. What you didn't see is when you pushed the button, you didn't see how quickly he rolled on his 100,000, random table, and the time freezing
speeds, days,
right?
Yeah.
Bubble was a part of it.
That's going to be my first neural implant upgrade. I just want instantaneous random can ham spam roll in my brain, and that comes up with the
I think you've
answer.
Got that intrinsically, Brad.
I think it's
based on how you play and how you create stories. I think you've got that intrinsic. You don't need to upgrade.
Not yet.
Whoa, what if it turned out that Brad's entire Remember to Forget was all randomly generated? It was all like a roguelite. It's just like
no, ChatGPT, make a DG campaign. Right.
What happens next?
We're just constantly typing what you are doing, and then it's giving me the answer.
Wait, have we started yet?
Yes. You were getting coffee. Yep.
Son of a bitch.
That is Dace. He decided to join us, everyone.
Well, now he's caffeinated, so now he has enough wherewithal to regret his decision of pushing the button.
I wondered why everybody was so much happier than they are when they usually talk to me.
Ooh.
We're performing. We're performing now. Yes. See?
See? Is that your go-to acting? See, I'm in character now. See?
Yes. Well, if y'all want to get started, sorry for the delay. Anybody that's listening live, my car was towed.
Because he had the wherewithal.
Illegally, I'm going to say it.
Exactly. Calling it these days.
Was it towed illegally? Or did you
let the record show
to clear the debris away from the sign?
Yeah, you so got to clear your kudzu before you park.
Right.
That's on you, dude.
Got to clear the cud.
Got to clear that cud.
All right, well, y'all won't be invited to the trial. Doesn't seem like you're.
Do they
probably for the best? Honestly,
we will not
be character witnesses.
The funnest thing you can possibly do with your spare time, jury duty. Everybody looks forward to it.
I only had to go once, and I got out of it because I didn't live in Oxford anymore.
I
got out of it by killing a man.
And then you were just on trial. So it's like, you're like, sorry, I'm in jail.
You got out of jury duty by being part of the court trial.
He's the hell out of jury duty. Seats are way more comfortable in the defendant position.
Isn't that sad? Like, why does the defendant get such a nice chair?
You're talking to the clerk. Hear me out. can I get out of this if I murder someone?
I feel like if you asked that, like, the clerk would just be like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Like, I'm just going to cross your name out. I don't think you're fit. John, I don't know what the selection process for jury duty is where you're from, or if you guys
jury duty.
They don't do a jury of your peers there? They don't believe in that?
Oh my god. In South Africa? Jury of really? Collaborators.
A jury of collaborators?
Conspirators.
Man, maybe I should go to South Africa. That sounds awesome.
Did they tow your car there?
Yeah, what about when they tow your car?
That's the
they will not
factor.
Tow it, but they will outright steal it. So,
ooh, okay. All right. Well, maybe we should. Maybe we should get away from disparaging great. The criminal justice system and.
Yeah. Maybe be grateful for what you got, fuckers.
Okay.
They towed my car, John. It's really unfair.
They just stole my car, but told me where it was and said that I could have it back if I paid.
And then gave you a ransom.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the fucking thing. That's literally what it is. It pisses me off so much.
All right. You can steal if you make a business out of it. Bottom line.
As long as you get a license.
That's America.
You wouldn't steal a podcast.
Oh.
Oh, it speaking is, of podcasts,
it is free. That's what we're doing. So I don't know.
And arguably, that's too expensive.
I would go so far to say that we should be paying people
for their time. Listen to this. Okay, last time we had a fairly quick, decisive session. We got situated. It was 8 p.m. on the second day of y'all's investigation of New Age. What do you call a Delta Green
operation?
Mission? Operation New Age. So y'all kind of collected yourself. You're like decided, you know, where we go from here. It feels like you're kind of, you guys are like, okay, we kind of did everything, but there's still an incursion obviously happening. So that is a big problem, and it's not a very decisive problem of how to tackle that. I feel like is how you are struggling with where to go to next. But you decided to read one more insert from Henry Grayson's journal, and you know that revealed some more stuff. I believe it said July 11th, 1973, R4, for anyone listening, this is a banker, president of a bank that was mentioned by Colton, one of the first people that these guys interrogated. So my hand shook when I looked at my daughter today. She will never understand that I'm not who I was yesterday. I remember things I never lived, dates, mistakes. The Taliban-Gath war hasn't happened yet. Yuko says it can't happen now, like it was all just a math problem. He stopped calling his son, the child his son. He calls him the Himbaba now. And I think that little entry meant something personal to Tyler, because the Taliban, Middle East, the Gath, this is kind of something he's been dealing with and maybe was his first introduction to Delta Green. Little wink at another scenario as well in Delta Green, if anyone's played it. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, creepy. Let's go. Try to find out. I guess y'all are like, let's go to this Dr. Gill's house and see what's up. You get there. It's in a nicer neighborhood next to the Baylor University. All lights are out. Doors unlocked. Natalia kind of... it just looks messy, but y'all are having a weird deja vu. You know, some chairs are turned over. A picture of what you presume to be Dr. Gill next to a woman is cracked on the hallway. You're having, you know, it's like, do I remember this? Getting a weird feeling. Y'all decide to go upstairs, a little bit more put together. You find a study of sorts. I think Terrence is looking around. He couldn't find anything, but Natalia's looking through stuff, and she finds, like, a little box with two strange objects. One is kind of looked like a soup can with a button on it, and the other one looks like a plastic elongated garage door opener question mark with some wires around it. And you press the button, and this bubble, almost like a thing of like a thin layered force field, something like engulfs all of you, and you can't, you're standing still, you can't move, you're having a hard time breathing. You see little dust particles just floating in front of you, and outside you can see cars moving back and forth, and that's where we'll pick up. Just as one more little tidbit, like as you press this button, it's like the can exploded, sort of, and it's just like those particles are also like in front of you. It's like engulfed in. It's just like standing there in air.
Can we move at all? Like if we try to move or try to breathe, can we do anything?
You can breathe, but it's very hard. It's like, you know, your chest is tight. You know, you can't take a huge breath and you can't move.
Can I roll maybe a science physics to see if I can tell what the fuck is going on right here?
Oh man, that's like perfect.
Yeah.
How many times does having like a nuclear physicist like truly pay off?
Well, right now, this one. Well,
this one.
When you're stuck in a time bubble. Yes.
Yes. Success. 38 under 60.
Nice.
I used to know more physics terms, but that is essentially what's happening. What is the term? In physics, what is describing time? That's really vague. It's a specific term. Seems entropy has stopped. Is that correct? That's like randomness.
The expansion of the universe or something.
Yeah. Of things into heat. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah. That's not quite the right term, but it's like entropy has stopped in your physics. That's what you're thinking right now. Like time has stopped right here, but obviously like this bits and parts of this can have exploded and it's come apart and it's just like sitting in front of you like this.
Can I press the button again?
You can't move.
Can I scream?
Was your mouth open at the time? If your mouth was,
just like closed lips screaming.
You hear the door open.
The office
from inside the house. Fuck. To the house.
The front door?
Yeah.
Great.
A door downstairs.
Do we hear big stomping up the stairs?
Roll an alertness.
God damn it.
Oh, no. That just TPK us.
Critical. Critical. One.
Wow. Terrence, just honed in. Maybe it's because it's so still and everybody's quiet. And you can get distinctively hear two sets of feet walking around downstairs.
Two big sets. Two Himbabas.
They don't sound as big as the Himbaba, but they definitely, you know, adults. Two children.
And we're two children.
Damn, teens. And we can't say anything. We can't do anything. Yeah.
Do like a power roll to try to overcome this, or like a strength, like to...
I don't know. What are y'all going to try to do?
Oh my god.
Try and punch Natalia for pushing this button. In the bubble, just like, God, rookie! With an elbow that just isn't moving.
You're just moving like real a centimeter slow. Every 10 seconds. Just
roll power roll. Terrence.
Excellent. That's a failure.
Yeah, it's like you can't move at all.
I'm gonna.
It's
I'm gonna try to, like, I'm trying to move out to the outside of this bubble. Like, can I see where the bubble ends in the room? Or is it just consume the whole room?
And there's a clock. The clock seems to still be flashing. Like, the electricity went out, right. You know, and it's, like, stuck on the clock been flashing.
I'm trying to, like, push out towards that. That's a fumble. That's a 99.
Oh, my God.
So this is
big. How big is the diameter of this bubble where the time has stopped?
Well, what has happened now since that fumble,
great.
It's like you're trying to, you can almost feel like yourself shaking. You're trying to move. And as you move, the bubble seems to move with you. Great. But you're going very slow. And it pulls out Terrence. You fall to the ground. Natalia, you fall to the ground.
But Tyler is stuck.
Tyler is still stuck.
Tyler's stuck.
It seems like the bubble has shrunk a little bit, and it's almost like now just like around Tyler.
And Natalia, with her brilliant scientific mind, finds a stick and beats him.
As this Tyler, is happening, everybody roll for sanity for unnatural.
Brad, is that really necessary?
Critical success.
Terrence. Nice.
Success for Tyler.
And failure for Natalia.
That's why she's hitting the bubble with the
What happens every time you roll for sanity?
Well, you take a certain amount of damage. If you pass, you take the minimum. If you fail, you take the maximum. For something odd like this, it's probably a you pass.
Yeah, but he has a disorder, so doesn't every time you fail for sanity,
oh,
you exhibit these symptoms? Yeah.
Yes, she will have to roll another sanity check or have
she exhibits her symptoms.
Yeah, her symptoms will come back.
All right, you're gonna take some damage for sanity, but let's see if you can pass this. And you already feel yourself nice.
44 under yourself, 45.
You know, almost like phasing out to this other weird personality / feeling, but you are able to hone in.
Nice.
You take 3 damage sanity.
Okay, so I still haven't changed my breaking point from the last time. Last time it was 48. Remind me how I do that.
Let me take a look real quick, because it's going to be... It is going to be...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's going to be 48 minus your power, so it's going to go down to 36 as your new breaking point.
Okay. Got a little bit of room.
Yeah.
All right, that's that.
Tyler's stuck in this bubble. He can't even talk. But, I mean... So you hear Terrence. Now Natalia, Terrence and Natalia, you obviously hear someone downstairs.
Just jump to action. Like, Natalia, snap out of it. Like, clicks his fingers. We've got people downstairs.
Who the hell is that?
Just get ready.
What does everybody have? Natalia has her submachine gun. What do you have, Terrence?
I think one of the shotguns.
Okay.
Tyler also has one of the shotguns, Brad. I noticed you didn't prioritize asking me. of what I was armed with.
Because you're stuck in a time bubble.
Listen, you know I'm eager to bring my backup character.
does this look any... Like, does this look strange from the outside? Just Terrence stuck? Is he just stuck in real time? Or is he...
Yeah, it's like... The same? It's obviously it's obviously not like... a mime. It's like unnatural, like just steadiness.
This is some Rick and Morty shit. Like,
yeah, a fucking can of soup. Natalia wants to, assuming the people aren't like right on us, throw something into the field, see what happens.
Okay,
you like pick up a stapler and throw it at Tyler's head.
Pick up the heaviest thing in the room. No, just picks up like a, I don't know, ashtray. It's the 80s. People had ashtrays inside.
Sure.
Tosses it in.
Stucks right here. It's like, you can tell the force field's like, yeah, right at his head.
And it's heading straight for my temple.
I didn't say I threw it at his head, to be clear.
Well, it's
you made the motion.
You made the motion of kind of tossing it underhand. So I imagine when it does hit Tyler, it'll just be really inconvenient and annoying, and not like hurt him.
Penthalia,
ow!
Can we see the other device?
All right.
Was that in the force field with Tyler?
No, it's kind of shifted. So now this. It was like wires and crap inside this. It's exploded, essentially, you know.
So it was all one thing? I thought there were two separate machines.
There is two separate. Yep. The one that the soup can with a button exploded, and it's on the ground in bits and pieces. And the other thing is still, I'm assuming you didn't pick it up. It's still in the box.
Natalia goes to pick it up.
Yeah. Terrence is like, we have no fucking choice now.
You pick it up.
Like beckons it over.
It's plastic. It has a button on it.
Does it have like directionality, like a front end, quote unquote, like,
or like roll a forward or a back
or something?
Button.
Roll for some. Roll a. let's see. How would we?
By the way,
you want to do science,
Tyler?
Let's see.
Terrence tries to put like at least a 5 meter. Distance between himself and what Natalia's
he doesn't
doing.
Trust
and like
any chance I could
gets behind
roll science desk. What is your science, Ian?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Physics. And you don't want to carry over the one that I just rolled?
Oh, you just rolled, my bad.
No. When I was examining the can of soup.
No.
Okay. All right. I'll roll again. It's worth a shot.
Critical! Oh, crit. 33!
Under 60. Holy shit.
This thing is directional. It's, you can see a small hole on one side. Like, it's kind of elongated. And you think it might emit some form of electricity.
Terrence, what do you think the chances are that this device will counteract this?
You're going to shoot it at Tyler?
I have no idea what that is. It may be a control for what that's doing, but I think we have bigger fish to fry, Natalia. I don't think we have time to experiment right now. I know it's your natural proclivity. We have people in the house. We don't know who they are.
I'm going to hold on to this. It could come in handy.
Let's wait by the door.
Okay.
I get on one side, you get on the other.
Hold tight. Yes.
Yes, Tyler. Right.
And Tyler's just standing in the middle of the room, still in slow-mo mode. And just like his eyes are only thing moving. He's just like...
Leave him. All right, y'all, edge towards the door. You can obviously hear someone coming up the steps now. And more so, Natalia, you pick up Russian that is being whispered.
What do they say?
Yeah, can I understand?
Sure, let's roll an alertness.
I actually don't speak the language.
Oh, you don't?
She just has the accent. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. You speak Ukrainian? Well, she said, I can't. She says, she's from me.
No, I was kidding.
Failure. You know it's Russian, but you can't quite pick up what they're saying.
Great. So she'll mouth over at Terrence, Russians. I wonder if you can understand that.
He like cocks the gun and I guess just gets ready to ambush.
Oh, Jean. and your gun cocking motion.
He's also not very good.
So
yeah.
It's
I don't know.
Drop it. Twist it.
So the hallway isn't long. It's like when you came up the stairs, it's one of those stairs that it's twisted up like this kind of. It's not like straight up. And it'll be like, you know, maybe 2 feet if you see him come out of around the corner up the stairs and he enters the hallway where you are in. It'll be like 2 feet from this office door.
I think we're going to wait for him to come in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're staying in the office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not really like looking around. Wait.
Classic ambush.
Can I do a stealth?
Sure.
It's a success on stealth if it's worth anything to lay in wait. Maybe in like unarmed distance or something to try and grapple.
Okay. Natalia, I think it's appropriate for you to do a stealth as well.
I'm sure this nuclear scientist is extremely...
This is called Operation Live Bait.
It's not great.
Operation Meat Shield, activate. Oh, she passed!
Success!
Yes. Five under 10.
Five under 10.
She is on fire,
dude,
this says.
Natalia is killing it.
You are just dead. That's quiet. Like
pushing the red. Oh, yeah,
I'm a picture on either side of the doorway. Tyler's just... in the open.
Well, and I imagine like he had the shotgun in his hand, so he's just standing there like maybe like slightly reeled back from when it went off, and just like, but only the eyes are moving, just
you're waiting.
Somebody make step. That a gif.
step. There's a bathroom. You can see it here. I'm going to the bathroom.
Wait, we goes hear out. Someone step. Using the bathroom.
No, just like walked into the bathroom.
Okay,
he pisses in the sink.
In sink.
We have a pervert on our hands.
We have a real weirdo.
He's a sink pisser. And then you come around. It's a bigger man. And he's, you know, kind of bulky, above average height, and he comes in the doorway. He's, what the hell? He has his gun out, pointing at Tyler. As he comes into the doorway. What do y'all want to do okay, since y'all have stealth on him?
What about the second Terrence set of doesn't... feet?
You only heard one come up the stairwell.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
How should we play this?
I don't know if we have time. I think, given that we're in close proximity... Terrence will try and lunge and, like, disarm him.
Yeah, okay. Natalia's gonna back him up.
Okay. You are gonna try to tackle him and disarm him.
Yeah.
That sounds like a significant bonus. There's stealth, there's two of them.
New unarmed...
maneuver?
Unarmed for both of you.
We're doing, like, a football...
With advantage.
Football, like, one's going low...
Oh, like, one high, low, one low. Just
yeah.
Bam.
I guess with 20 would be appropriate, so you failed.
If I had plus 20, I would have succeeded.
So Natalia succeeds.
Natalia succeeds. Terrence, you tried to hit him, you know, try to tackle him. He kind of brushes you off. He's like, what the hell? And then Natalia comes up behind him. What do? You're trying to disarm him?
Get his gun, yeah.
Karate. Bam, bam. Gun hits the ground. He's unarmed.
Natalia's going to pick his gun up. What kind of gun is it?
It's a pistol. Small pistol.
A Derringer?
Sure.
Okay, two-shot weapon.
Well, weird choice. Weird choice to bring into it. Okay, I've got a Derringer.
And now you're stuck there.
Is he... What's his reaction?
Wait, I'm in the field?
He's now disarmed?
Huh? Say again.
You don't mean I'm in the field? When you say
in the
stuck?
Field. No, he's just... Sorry. Poor choice of words. You knock the gun out of his hands, and he's like, you know, caught off guard.
What are you doing here? Who are you?
He's standing there for a minute. You can see he's like thinking.
She says that in Russian.
Terrence like situates himself, points the gun.
And you are Russian.
Motions to like keep quiet.
Who sent you?
Well, it is none of your business. Who are you? What are you doing here?
We were sent to collect the... Are you trying to persuade him? What are you... Roll a persuade. If you're... maybe, you know, you're trying to... Since you're speaking Russian to him, he's like... You know, maybe...
Advantage. 20%.
So plus 40?
No, just do a persuade.
Persuade plus 80. Got it. That's a failure.
If you had a plus 20, though, I mean, it's pretty, you know, you didn't fucking murk him. You're speaking his language. You've got the drop on him. I mean, you know, I know Jean's usually the one who does this.
These are all good points, Joe.
You're speaking my language, buddy.
She's speaking his language.
And because Joe is speaking John's language, Joe gets a Brad.
And I think we all just got jokens, so we're just going to use our joken anyway. Right. Someone's going to use a joken anyway. Brad, you may as well just give it to us. You've been outmaneuvered. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, how do we kill the Himbaba?
While we're on this. No, what's happening next?
I think you should get an advantage because you're speaking Russian to him. He says, so Gru sent you. Gru SV8. I did not know there's other operatives here.
Does that mean anything to me?
It would, yeah.
That's the other, yeah.
Gru is...
The other what?
Gru is like a Russian special forces kind of intel thing. I mean, I feel like Natalia... Because Natalia and Tyler had talked about Gru previously.
Okay.
These are Russians, Russian Russians that belong to the Soviet Union.
So she's gonna be like, I have been deeply implanted in this area for 2 years now. You're treading on my turf. You're risking ruining everything that I have worked for. Why are you here?
Clean up. We're here to take what was maybe possibly left behind when the others got Dr. Gil.
The others? You mean the organization?
Duh.
Nice.
Well, we simply cannot have that. Let me help you.
Duh. What is going on with him?
There was a...
He'll call for his buddy in Russian and be like, talk, you know, all clear. We got friendlies up here.
There was a complication. I think that there might have been some confusion in the command. We were also sent here to, as you say, clean up.
By the way, Tyler understands all of this because Tyler also speaks Russian.
Okay.
Terrence is keeping very quiet very and quiet. Just acting like a grunt. Just like, you know, putting on his meanest face.
His other buddy will come up there and he'll exchange looks and kind of look around. You know, they'll murmur something back and forth to each other. At this point, Tyler, it's slowly, the force field slowly smaller and smaller and smaller and
until
smaller.
It's just focused on my heart and my heart stops.
Yes. I was thinking focus on something else. That would not be appropriate.
Just on my penis.
The taint.
Just Tyler, you're free now. But it was very like slow like process. You can slowly come out.
I imagine he's just gonna stop vomiting though.
He probably does. He probably falls down and just like the shotgun's on the ground, he's on all fours, and he just starts retching. Just
And he
said, and the subtitles on the screen say "Wretches in Russian." Wretches in
Russian. And he's like, he looks up and he says,
in Russian.
He says in Russian to these guys. He says basically, damn bureaucrats always like always doubling our efforts or something like that, like again to kind of like drive home this thing, like the fucking pencil pushers assigning two groups,
double booked us,
you know.
They're both like bald, like burly men, and they both look at each other. They look like they're like could be twins or something. They both not in agreement.
They're like Bond mooks.
Yeah, basically. Well, since we're here, we should look around and see if we find anything before that thing comes.
What do you know about the thing?
It killed one of us in Gil's office at his university.
You went to Gil's office?
Oh, yes.
Did you find anything? That was our next destination.
Damn, yes, pencil sister. Pushers.
We found notes, but as you know, it's not too wise to read into everything we find. That's for Terrence. Someone else.
Terrence, like, did you coughs take in the direction of Natalia? And it's like English.
Ooh, that's difficult. Should I tell them that y'all are friendlies? Or should we try to keep the ruse?
I think Tyler will look to Natalia and will say in Russian. You know, his Russian's fluent. It's pretty good. You know, it's not native good. It's pretty good. And he'll say, we should probably let the new guy know what's happening. And he'll kind of thumb towards Terrence, and he'll say, he's a dissenter against capitalism, against the capitalist pigs or something like that. You know, like very like
he
standard
hates the capitalist pigs.
Like very like loves standard like Russia. Soviet like lines he's like kind of talking about.
Terrence is like nodding.
They'll both look at each other again and nod in agreement. Duh.
Capitalist pigs.
let us find what we can here and get out.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And they'll kind of split up and go into one region. They'll kind of leave you here.
Yeah, we got the office. Okay. Thanks. He's going to turn. He's going to be like, we. And he's like, he points to himself like, we. And he draws a finger around over his neck and points at the room they go in like, we need to kill them.
Yes.
Get the fuck out. He answers in, you know.
Is there anything else we can ask them? We need to grill them for as much information as possible.
They said the Himbaba's on the way. We need to leave.
No, he said he could be on the way.
We need to deal with it.
He pops his head like in the spare bedroom wherever they're looking. He's like, hey, have you guys heard anything about Yuko's current whereabouts? We missed him at the last place.
Never heard the name. They're like cutting up pillowcases and opening up
like
and shit like
mattresses.
That. Yeah.
Okay. My mistake. He just like looks.
So as they're doing this, as they're doing this, Natalia's gonna be like, so do you have any idea why this thing comes?
You talk a lot. One's just eyeing you, and he's ripping up stuff and throwing shit from a cabinet.
And then Natalia motions over to the boys, and she's like nods her head over twins, and it's like, it's time.
Yeah, like he'll Tyler's gonna come in like as he's like opening and like pulling all the toiletries out. He's like, wait, what is that? Like he like pointing down like at like the prescription pill bottles or something that like he's like swept out onto the floor. He's like, wait, is that the pills?
them? Like,
yeah, it's like one of them.
And the views. What views? They'll look at it.
As soon as he looks down.
So this is just like some medication you've thrown on the floor.
It's just like, you know, if he's like, if he's like pulling out shit out, as soon as he like looks away, Tyler's gonna, he's just gonna swivel the shotgun up and just blast the dude like in his chest. Like he is like, we're, and if Natalia's like, we need to kill these guys, like, we're, these guys are going down.
All right. We are in combat. You take the shotgun out. Bam. You get the first attack. Roll for damage.
You know, we are pretty close quarters, and that would normally constitute an advantage situation for a weapon such as shotgun. Again, I know this is Jean's territory, but...
Doesn't. What is it? What's the advantage?
It's a 20% advantage for close quarters for a weapon like that.
And it also affects lethality, right?
It can, yeah. Not for a shotgun, but a shotgun doesn't have lethality. But...
Oh. Okay.
Are both these guys in a bathroom? Is that where we are?
We're not in a bathroom. We're just in another room.
Okay.
A spare bedroom. There's,
I know
there's,
that one
there's
guy
three rooms.
It's in sinks.
Huh.
So I know that one guy likes to piss in sinks.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A sink pisser. It's his weakness. That's a success. A success without the bonus. 3,240.
Okay. What did you roll?
Isn't the damage 2d8 on a shotgun?
Yep.
Ouch.
Alright.
Oh.
2d8. That's 10 damage.
Ouch.
Boom.
Nice.
He's dead.
Blam.
Hell yeah.
Straight to chest. The other guy's, what the fuck? In Russian. And let's roll. Or we go by dexterity, right?
Dexterity,
so,
yep.
Let's see.
I got a 17. Who's...
You have a 17 dexterity?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That's, he's quick.
Where's that?
That's type. Very good.
I'm just gonna go ahead and roll that firearms with the shotgun.
So what does everybody have? You have 17.
Tyler 9.
Okay. And what do you have, Dace?
And fucking Natalia has an 11.
Okay.
Beathead has like 4.
No, Jean, Thug, Natalia, and then.
Given that Terrence was kind of shadowing whatever was happening, to also get the 20, plus 20.
Well, that's just close quarters, right?
Close quarters.
If y'all are all in the room. Yeah.
I guess
so.
He'll get
John, or Terrence is up first.
He gets a 46 over 40 with the bonus.
Oh, fail. You just have the base. Yeah.
Bam! Like, gets his foot. Like gets into his shoe, his nice leather shoe.
Fuck. All right. Now it's this guy's turn.
He also has a very small Derringer, correct?
He has a small caliber pistol. But at this point, you can hear dogs barking in the surrounding area, you know, and shit like that as these guns go off. So let's roll. All right, he makes that. He will shoot for Tyler since he killed his buddy. And this is 1d... Sorry. 1d8.
Did he roll his firearms roll?
Yep.
Okay. I would like to dodge.
Probably should have focused on that guy first.
So I'm going to use my action to do my dodge roll.
Okay.
That's a dodge.
Success.
Success.
He's quick. He pulls up, aims at you. Bam, bam. You dodge behind the mattresses and shit that he's just flung open.
That might be one of our first ever successful dodge rolls.
Yeah, I think it is.
Hella cool.
Natalia.
Just smirked a dude and then dodged
out
of the way.
Your submachine gun in one hand and this strange device in another hand. What are you doing?
Oh, Brad.
Oh, God. You're baiting Dace. You're just straight up baiting him.
Will he be able...
It's manipulation,
this is, the, this is the moment. Does Dace have the willpower as Dace to withstand this obvious
to
attack?
To not push the buttons.
And also, there's like... Brad broke reality to make this happen. I had to... And now all of a sudden, it just like reality changes and snap this machine.
Listen, I'm all for it. Joe as a person is like, let's find out what this fucking thing does. I hope it's not a one-use thing. What if it's just like, this is the one way to kill the Humbaba, is this fucking thing?
Brad's the boss.
Oh, man. I wish you hadn't said that. I'm about to mega
him.
So
I'm just setting the scene. I'm just setting the scene, man. So what's happening?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you actually why I don't want to use it. What
would Natalia do?
And recreate it. And hopefully give me some insight into this other can of soup thing, too. Like, I would like to hang on to it to study it. Hmm. Rolling a firearms.
Okay.
But wouldn't a physics be better? Because it's like a weird science-y piece of equipment, you know?
Wait, you're rolling firearms for your sub. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm rolling to attack. Okay. I'm not rolling to study this thing right now. That's going to be a downtime activity sort of thing.
All right, success.
And so success. The SMG is a lethality. Remind me how that works.
It's a light machine gun, right? So,
yep, so you're going to roll.
You just roll if you roll under. Yeah, if you roll under 10, then it's instant kill. Otherwise, you add the numbers together.
Correct.
Right. Okay, so it's 15. 8 plus 7.
Wow. Mincemeat.
8 plus 7? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Just like fucking, you know, 80s action movies, just like keep being shot for like 10 seconds, just like flailing around. That's
Tropic Thunder.
Right.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
So all this happened one, like, bam! He shoots a pistol, misses, Tyler ducks, you take out your submachine gun for like 10 seconds. He's dead. This is like, bam! That's how fast it happened.
All right, probably time to go. He said, Tyler says as he's like,
he can smell the gunpowder, shit's destroyed. You know, in the room, dogs barking outside.
That's a good dog.
And your ears are probably ringing a little bit just from like the gunfire going off.
Tyler's real quick. He's just like, he's going to rifle through these guys' pockets real quick and see if they have like any papers or anything. And then we are leaving.
Yeah.
Terrence, all right. Also the dude. Roll a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Roll a
1d8. Uh-huh. The way you counted that made me very uncomfortable. A 1. And lows okay. are one testicle. Quite good in this game. Just saying.
Alright, you grab a... There's like a crumbled up like stuff in his... He's got like a jacket on and this is like almost like a lot of papers in there. You pull some out.
Alright.
Remember you rolled that.
Check the other dude.
Yep. Roll the same thing on 1d8.
Oh, these are the notes.
3.
Okay, remember you rolled that.
Okay.
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 Let's
skedaddle.
Get up.
All right.
We take the Derringer.
You take the what?
The other guy's Derringer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two small firearms. You roll out, you're leaving the house, just like fleeing the crime. Car sitting there. You can kind of see like some people coming outside of their houses, like, you know, just like opening the door, looking around as you flee the neighborhood, and you're out of there.
Ooh. Like Tyler's in the backseat.
Jesus.
Cutlass,
no, like, wait, Tyler. Oh. Tyler, one moment. Let's get a quick moment. Just shut the fuck up. Okay. Natalia, you fucking do that again? When we're in the team, you go and push a random goddamn button, I will shoot you myself, woman.
It will be hard to shoot me when you're frozen.
God damn it.
Natalia, I appreciate your tongue-in-cheek retort. Like, you know,
props, so you're really getting good at that American humor. But he's right. That could have done anything. What if that fucking exploded and killed us? My taint still feels really weird.
Okay. I promise I will not discharge the other machine until both of you say it is time to discharge the machine. Is this acceptable?
I don't smoke, but I need a cigarette.
She hands you one. Deal?
He's like fucking shaking at this point. He's not used to this level of anxiety.
I guess we can just head back to the green box, but Tyler in the back seat, he's gonna pull out what the thugs had. He's gonna pull out the paper and uncrumple them.
Okay. Seems to be part of a diary as well. You just have this one entry, though. And this is what it says, Tyler.
Entry 001, November 2nd, 1983, so just a year ago. Topic, memory gaps personal. Woke up unsure what day it was, missed seminar. Spent the morning reconstructing notes for a lecture I apparently already gave. Students confirmed it happened. No record on reel. Tape player jammed. Odd. Instead of planned topic on chapter 3, waves and optics, I apparently talked in great deal about prehistoric Devonian period. I should see a duct. This is Gil! This is their notes from Gil's office! This is the notes they got grabbed.
Has to be. What is Devonian period?
That's a good question. I got nothing.
That is.
Is anyone really smart?
Pretty sure that's a prehistoric time.
Is that Jurassic period?
Very formative times.
Is it
rolling intelligence? Is it
the real world? Okay.
And this is probably a perfect use of intelligence.
That's a success.
Yeah. It's basically a subcategory of a Jurassic, way before the Jurassic period.
It's the age of fish.
But that's a real thing.
Apparently.
That's a real thing in Earth's history.
Yeah. Okay. And we all know it, by the way. We all go all at once. We all look at each other. The age of fish.
The Devonian. The golden age of the pescatarianistic living style.
In that, most of the meat being eaten was fish because that's all there was. Yes.
Just fish and seaweed. I guess Terrence will take out his piece of paper, with the cigarette in one hand. He's trying to cool down. Okay, let's see what this is.
You got 3, right?
Yes. Entry 009, December 4th, 1983. Okay, this is more recent. Topic, recruitment. Graduate candidate Colton Thorpe. Thorpe has joined the lab. Quiet, intelligent, excellent grasp of nonlinear systems. Eager to assist with recursion simulations. I've assigned him to the closed time-like curve experiments. His math is excellent. He has an unnerving calm. Natalia? Closed time-like curve. That is above my pay grade. What does that mean?
Let me tell you.
Roll your physics. I'll take anything that's you want to take. Just raw intelligence, probably physics would be more appropriate.
Can you have a bonus because using physics?
Sure.
So physics plus 20?
Sure.
Oh man.
With the plus 20, that would still be a failure. Shit.
Yeah.
Barely.
It's not obviously not a current well-known topic. It's not something that you would have studied. It's a very niche type thing for sure.
This is very specialized. It is outside of my field. Perhaps, if I could do some research, I could provide some clarification. Maybe at the university library?
Hey, listen, we actually have the name of another doctor, maybe some type of physicist, this Dr. Jill Hernandez. The voice we heard when we...
And he gets quiet, just kind of mentioning this experience that we all had.
Like, this was, you asked the name of... It was just a voice, you know, when y'all are in this weird prison cell environment that went into this white room. It was just a voice you heard, and she quite willingly said her name was Jill Hernandez, but that, you know, showing herself is more complicated than it would seem, you know, very vague type shit like that.
Oh, man.
Well, shit. Well, it wouldn't hurt to search for this Jill Hernandez.
Yes. So, keep in mind, guys, do you remember what Odin said? Odin said that we, not remembering it, that we went to Gil's house, that we abducted him and we killed him, and that we killed another team along the way. Is that not some deja vu shit that just happened? Like...
Did we kill Dr. Gil, or did we abduct Dr. Gil?
He implied that we definitely abducted him, and that we contained him, and said that he was 6 feet under, I think is his actual words, maybe. Implies he's dead.
Yeah, it was implied that he was dead, and implied that, or said that y'all kidnapped him. Whether y'all did the killing or not was a little vague.
Where would we have taken him if we did kidnap him?
I mean, to the green box.
God damn it.
Should we maybe look for a shallow grave around the green box?
I guess we haven't really poked around it that much, or just evidence that maybe we've... Evidence that I have interrogated someone there?
Terry lets out a long sigh.
Terry, what are you thinking, man?
I don't believe you guys. I don't believe you're actually entertaining this bullshit of did we do stuff? Did we do a different version of what we just experienced? What are you on about? What are you actually on about? Terry, we are in this car right now.
Terry,
this is our lived experience.
All you want. You
this
felt
is how
that in there.
Time. That could have been anything. It's not some weird, funky time loops. What are you on about? That could have just been goo.
I'm telling you, Natalia, this is why they like Terry. This is why. Like, this is why they keep him around.
Look, Terrence, it might not necessarily be something... time travel, nothing chronological related. It could simply be the chemical, the pills that we took. They could be messing with our minds.
That's
we have to investigate every lead.
We are very much in an altered state. That's a much more feasible hypothesis. Not that we're in a time loop and that we're going to go dig up the graves near the green box for the people that we killed in a different timeline. What are you talking about? You're a scientist.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, that... Hypothetically, if we did find a shallow grave near to the green box somewhere, that would very clearly indicate that we have done something that we do not remember. We're being told a lot, but we're not seeing a lot.
You know what, Tyler? If this will shut you the hell up... Let's go find the grave of the people that we killed in the different time. Let's get this out your goddamn system,
well,
and then get back
them out
to
in
work.
The desert somewhere. I mean, it's probably going to be
wherever you want to. Wherever you want to look.
All right. We'll what are we doing?
One chance.
But
you're the boss. Listen,
I know. I already know what you're gonna.
He just puts out a cigarette on the fucking dashboard. Like
he sucks in the whole length of the cigarette in one go.
Reaching the end of his tether.
Okay, goddamn Terrence, how about this? I know you're gonna hate it, but what about this? What if we call Odin and we just let him know? Hey, did you know that the fucking Russians are also on this? Might be important for them to know.
Not our Russian. Yeah, the other ones.
Do we like Odin now?
Well, I think we kind of stick to the meta narrative of always hating our handlers, just like at, you know.
Yes.
I don't
it
trust
feels him. Comfortable. The familiar
I
blanket.
Familiar. This guy is telling us, like you guys are, you guys are all on the same stuff, but he's telling us that we did stuff that we don't remember. Now we're going to go look at the graves. Why don't we do one thing at a time, boys and girls?
The funny thing is that Terrence is the one speaking the most sense, but because he's surrounded by people not doing it, he sounds crazy.
Like, he's the fucking insane one. Terrence. So Terrence is pretty much like, he's pretty much going to just acquiesce to doing the shallow grave, but I don't think he trusts Odin.
So I don't know if it came through, but I was trying to express to Terrence, like, it could very well be possible that it's a chemical thing going on with our brains and not, like, a time supernatural thing. And, like...
Yeah. I think Terrence is going to interpret it as, like, he's going to be like, this is just drugs. We took random pills. We had a bad trip. Not that we started time looping. That's his thing. He's sticking to reality as hard as he can.
Well, we might have actually killed the guy and buried him, and we just don't remember it. And that there could be a chemical explanation. So that's where Natalia was trying to come from. Evidently, it wasn't amnesia. Taken that way. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's just go and see and check the green box with a fine-tooth comb. We'll see if there's a bunch of trash bags with individual body parts, like pushed in the back corner.
Shallow grave. Spade. Shovel.
Fresh concrete.
Lime.
Right. It's 11:30 p.m. at this point. Y'all make your way back. You pull up and you see Odin's SUV parked outside.
Do not like that.
Oh, shit.
Natalia pulls out both derringers.
Well, now you got us in trouble with the boss.
these two little pistols.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like we pull up in the parking spot. And he just like is looking at the van. He just kind of puts his head down. He's like, oh, Jesus, is this it? Is this how it goes?
Be ready for anything.
Okay. He will stick a his pistol in the back of his pants.
What if he just came back to tell us we are doing a good job?
Yeah, sure. He seems like the type that provides a lot of positive reinforcement.
Natalia, do me a favor, and can I just hold that doohickey radio-controlled TV remote? Would you mind?
No.
As in, no,
not,
you're not going to give
I will
it
not to fire it until both of you say I can. But you may not have it.
Can I roll a persuade? I want a persuader.
Maybe he brought us a cake.
Can I do opposing persuades?
And do y'all want to play it that way?
Well, I want that remote from her. I don't trust her.
Let's do it.
That'd be a persuade versus probably a power or something like that.
All right, roll a power.
A 15 out of 21 persuade.
Power's not great, not terrible.
Yeah.
So 14, and John got a 15.
So technically,
but he's technically his higher.
Yes, so. The higher success wins.
Yeah. By 1 point, wow.
Natalia, maybe a little bit of this. Maybe a little bit of this.
What do you say?
Not feeling like yourself is coming to the forefront again.
I want to hear what John says.
He's just standing there with his hand out, like the remote, Natalia. If you would.
Maybe Tyler's just like, Natalia, let's just get this over with. I'm going to die. I want to do it before midnight.
I'll give it back to you.
Looks over at Terry.
Study it later.
And like extremely slowly and hesitant. Gives to him. This is so such a close contest. She like, but yeah, she, you know, resists for a second at the very end and then hands it over.
just kind of holds on to it for just a second when he takes it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
like the thumb trembles over the button.
Over the little
and then he like button. Yanks it away.
All right, but
let's go.
I do want to take a look at it later, assuming Odin doesn't, you know.
All together.
Can we roll an? Tyler's gonna stand up and roll an alertness. He's like wondering, like, is there a sniper on the building across the street? Like, he's like, they're gonna fucking kill us.
Yeah.
He's very sensitive right now. Failure. 57 of 45.
Oh no. It's dark.
All right. Tyler pushes open the door. Honey, I'm home.
It opens. It's just Odin sitting there facing the door.
Smoking, you know, with his claw.
Smoking with his claw. In his wheelchair. He says, our last conversation got cut short. And he moves his hand. And there's a pistol sitting in his lap. And that's where we'll end it.
Okay. As we come in, we realize that he's sitting on like three blocks of C4. Like he's just gonna fucking
yeah, it's just a ruse.
Oh man, Brad,
I want to do another one.
Dude, let's talk about real quick how good, like, these journal entries and shit are. Like, Brad has spent a lot of time making this, like this
stuff. Well, ChatGPT has.
I'm sorry, ChatGPT has spent
I did take a lot of time to do this. I got a little.
Please give me a crazy time traveler's journal.
No. Got some good thought.
Yeah, it does.
I had a little bit too much fun, honestly.
Well, you did great, man.
Yep, it's good shit.
Absolutely. Well, listen, everyone who's with us live, thank you for sticking with us while we had to go and Brad had to go get his... someone did say that the technical term is abducted car, which is an important difference. That he had to get his vehicle back. But thank you for sticking with us, you know, while we had that long break. You want to get everything a week early, want to get Sandy checks, you know the deal, Patreon, blah, blah, blah. I will thank Snicked and Yuhali for joining us.
Thanks, Snicked. Thanks, Yuhali.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Brad? Do I want to ask this? No, I'm not going to ask it. Never mind. I'm going to keep that to myself. Brad, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And by the way, like, have you guys noticed?
Yes, great
job.
We've
had a lot more, like, kind of, like, character conflict in this game. Mm-hmm.
In this one, yeah.
And it's been really good.
Brad really brings out the worst of this.
Yeah, he does. Oh, man. All right, but thank you, everyone, for listening. Everyone watching. We appreciate it, as always. We will catch you next time. Brad, you'll take us out.
Stay safe and stay sane. Later.